About 5 minutes ago, I got the latest media release update on the coronavirus by Premier Alan Windey. 242,450 total confirmed COVID-19 cases. Total deaths, 8,482. Total active cases, 41,285. Hospitalizations, 3,482, with 381 of these in high CU or high care. Alan, good afternoon. It's not the numbers, but the trends that matter most. What are the current trends?
Hi, John. Afternoon. Well, can I say, I've said this before, I'm quietly optimistic. Our hospital numbers, again, have gone up a bit. I thought the peak was on around about the 2nd of January. But we're back up even beyond the numbers of the 2nd of January, sitting, as you said, at 3,482. But if you look at the R rate, it's getting closer to 1. The test positivity rate is dropping daily at the moment, and we're sitting on 34% at the moment. So the indicators are that we're sitting in the top of that peak. But, when I say we're in the peak, I don't want people to think, oh, well, now we can relax, because we cannot relax. The peak just means that, our hospitals are all full. We've made space and we've taken up that space. And it really is critical that everyone still keeps playing their part, that we manage to get this curve to start to drop. Obviously, people are going back to work now. There's a whole lot of other risk in the system. We know what to do. We've got to keep doing it. But the indicators are showing me that we're actually dropping down. I mean, our bed numbers are right up way more than the first wave. Our oxygen use is really way more than the first wave. But again, we're also seeing slight decreases there. We're sitting on dailies of 71.5 tons compared to 73.3 2 days before. So, yeah, the indicators are okay, but it means that we've got to keep doing what we're doing.
That's the global picture of the province. Down into Garden Route, other areas, are there parts of the province that are showing worse or better trends?
Okay, so definitely the Garden Route now, 3 weeks of continued decline. If I look at the numbers in our hospitals in the Garden Route, I was actually looking at it a little bit earlier. And if I look at Oudtshoorn, we've got 30, which is sort of the higher number. In Knysna, I've got 16. We're seeing definitely in Riversdale 8. Definitely much lower numbers in those hospitals. Swellendam 25, Caledon 18. So definitely seeing numbers coming down across that Garden Route and into the Overberg region, which is definitely encouraging. The West Coast still seeing some numbers that worry me there, specifically sort of the Clanwilliam and up. And we've still got some risks, obviously, around Saldanha. But I think all the rest of the numbers in the province look like we are plateauing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the hospitals. The Metro Hospital have an average occupancy of 93%. I mean, there will be some that will be more full and some that will be less full. And this very strange phrase, which I really think that you should change, Alan, the drainage area, the George drainage area, has 61% average occupancy, Paarl 74 and Worcester 73. I mean, that suggests that the extra beds which have been added to the system for the moment are keeping the system functional.
Correct. I'll think about what other word we can use for drainage, but obviously they draw from those whole rural areas around them. If you go back 2 weeks, we were sitting at over 100% at many of our hospitals. And, when we go over 100%, it means that we might have a bed for you, but we haven't got full capacity. So there's not full staffing capacity, et cetera. So it is looking a lot better. I'm always reticent to make too much noise about it because I don't want people to relax. I need people to understand that we've got to keep on making sure that we diminish. But, I am feeling a little bit calmer at the moment.
And then you have a meeting regularly, you and the other premiers, with the president, and then that's followed by NCCC and cabinets and so on. And the result of all of that was the continuation pretty much as is, with the exception of the closure of land borders and reducing the curfew by
1 hour.
What is the case for a differentiated approach? I mean, that's supposed to be part of what government does is a differentiated approach. The Eastern Cape certainly seems to have gone beyond the peak, and most of those numbers are trending downwards quite nicely. You've talked about the Garden Route. How much of a case is there for certain relaxations of certain restrictions in certain areas?
So, I mean, it is definitely what I spoke about on Sunday. I mean, it was the Oscar and Ellen show. So Oscar Mabayani was also, you know, supporting me in same, you know, saying you've got to get the balance right. Let's use the differentiated approach. We now need to make sure that we start getting some of those economic activities up and running again. It definitely was my position. Again, you know, some of the crazy things around beaches, I was saying we've got to open these up. And I think it's time to really, you know, get the balance right. We called for these restrictions because we needed to protect our health system. We now can see it starting to change. But what I also have done post today's meeting is we will be hosting a meeting tomorrow on actually using our data now to start. I mean, we've got to use data to create the arguments. And I don't think many people know, but I've just got a mail in. I got it in at 16:29, calling for another special PCC on Thursday. I think it's too early for me to put the next argument in, but I mean, Oscar Mabayani and myself, we did argue for that differentiated approach. I think next week we will have better data to argue again. I presume that this is going to be talking about schools. But it's, you know, and of course the new regulations are seen to be for another month. A month at the moment in this virus time is a long time.
I got the impression from listening to the president last night that he's willing to make some changes prior to the expiry of that month-long period.
Correct. I get that feeling as well. And we need to give him the information so that they can make rational decisions. You know, we've got to get the balance right. We also got a lot of people suffering economically, but, you know, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to make these tough decisions, and we've got to also help them make the tough decisions too.
Just quickly, because you brought up schools and you think that might be the topic of discussion in the PCC meeting on Thursday, what is the province's attitude towards the opening up of schools?
So at the moment, the way we feel in our discussion today with the Education Department and the Minister was that we are all ready. We have been ready, and so the schools are ready to open. Looking at our numbers, we still think that things are right, but obviously our department, along with National, are having this discussion. And, I mean, I do understand that specifically KZN and Gauteng are in a very different space. And, I feel for those premiers. I could hear them on Sunday. They've got some tough stuff coming at them. And obviously, I think that will be part of the discussion. But I, again, will push for a differentiated approach. If we can get that right, I think it is best in the best interests of South Africa.
Alan Windey, Premier of the Western Cape, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.